You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 44 to 46. I read, "And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation." There's so much to learn from Jesus about prayer. So much. In this particular passage, we note in verse 44 that the scripture says that being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. This is very instructive because for us, as the agony increases, we withdraw from prayer. You don't even want to pray. You don't have strength to pray anymore. You don't have the courage nor the commitment to want to continue to pray. You just get tired of everything. But for Jesus, he had no alternative to prayer. As the situation got worse, all he did was to pray more earnestly. When situation gets difficult for us and we stop praying, we are simply saying that we have an alternative to God. But because Jesus had no alternative to God, he kept on praying. He prayed more earnestly to the point where his sweat became as blood and was dropping as blood. It's a great lesson. No matter what we are facing, we must not depart from the place of prayer. It should rather make us to pray more earnestly. Let's learn that lesson from Jesus Christ. He didn't succumb to depression. He didn't quit. He didn't give up on prayer. He prayed more earnestly, with more commitment, with more vigor. Now, if you look at this prayer, as intense as that prayer was, did you know nothing really happened? That in times of physical outlook, it wasn't as if heaven opened and there was noise and there was earthquake and so on. Everything just went normal. In fact, the Bible says, "And when he arose from prayer," that was a prayer that was prayed intently, earnestly. He arose from prayer. And when he saw his own disciples sleeping, he said, "Why are you sleeping?" And then he told them why they should pray. He said, "Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation." He didn't make them feel guilty that they didn't pray. He didn't make them feel bad that they didn't pray. He only used the occasion again to let them know why it is important to pray. He said, "Lest you fall into temptation, you should be praying." That's how loving Jesus is. It's not people today that will look at you and say, "Oh, if you cannot pray for 10 hours, you can't have anything." These were the disciples of Jesus. Did you know in a few days they were going to be apostles? They were really going to function in the office of the apostle. And they could not pray for 1 hour. They were sleeping. And yet they all still became apostles. Are we by this saying that we should maintain a prayerless outlook? No, that's not what we are saying. We should pray. But don't let anyone make prayer to become God in itself. You are not to pray to time. I don't know how people know that they pray for 10 hours. Is it that when they start praying, they look at the time? And when they finish praying, they look at the time. Are you praying for time or are you talking to God? Because if care is not taken, you will be praying to time rather than pray to God. But let's keep this in mind that Jesus did not give up on prayer, which means he never gave up on God. Giving up on prayer is giving up on God. I pray that you won't give up on the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.